First of all, councillors and officers as well, thanks for coming out in this horrendous evening. So going to refer to the item number one, absence of apologies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Apologies have been received from councillors Andjelkovic, Faulkner, Brady and Gaskin.
Thank you. Are there any declarations of interest? Okay. Item number three, to approve the public minutes for three separate council meetings held in 2019. We are going to vote on them as three separate times. So, propose the approval of the minutes on the meeting held on the 24th of June 2019. If I propose, can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Fletcher. So we'll move to the vote on that for the 24th. All those in favour? Those against? And abstentions. Thank you. It's carried, I'm sure. Okay. I propose the meetings minutes for the meetings on the extraordinary meeting held on the 15th of July. Can I have a seconder for that? Councillor Metcalfe, thank you. We'll go to the vote then as normal. So those for the minutes. Those against. And abstentions. Thank you, that's carried as well. And then the 16th of September. I'll propose, so I need a seconder for that as well. Councillor Hudson, thank you. So we'll go to the vote again. Those for. Those against. And abstentions. Thank you. That's carried again. Thank you. Item number four, announcements from the mayor, the leader, or the proper officer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Members, I make this announcement to give effect to one of the sanctions imposed by Standards Committee at its meeting last Tuesday, the 7th of January. The committee met to hear a complaint against Councillor Saeed Hussein. Members found that Councillor Hussein breached the Code of Conduct in three respects by virtue of a course of conduct towards an employee of Queen Street Community Centre. Councillor Hussein was found to have breached paragraph 3.1, which requires members to treat others with respect, as well as paragraph 3.4, which says that members must not bully any person. And in addition to that, members found that taken together, the course of behaviour brought the council into disrepute in breach of paragraph 3.9 of the Code of Conduct. The committee imposed two sanctions. The first was that their decision should be reported to a meeting of full council for information, and secondly, they required that their decision should be published. I have arranged for a copy of the full decision notice to be published on the council's website in order to meet that sanction, that criterion. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Item number five, urgent business. I believe there's no urgent business.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, item number six, the Independent Remuneration Panel supplementary report, and I call Dr. Declan Hall.
Good evening on this wet and windy evening. It's It took me a long time to get here. I come from the south side of Coventry. It took me 2.5 hours with the traffic and the weather. However, I am here, and it doesn't actually seem that long ago. I was here before. But it's always good to be here, particularly you've got such a lovely town hall here, and the pictures of the old brewing barons tells you how times have changed. Anyway, that's more of a comment on me with my academic hat on. I'm here today as the chair of your independent remuneration panel. We did a full review back in February 2019. In fact, it was actually over the winter, I think, at 18-19. But since then, there has been a change in which the council is proposing to appoint two support members to the deputy, the main larger portfolio holders for the deputy leaders. And we did this as a virtual panel because it became fairly apparent quickly to do otherwise would incur disproportionate costs or inputs for any marginal changes resulting. It's done in a number of authorities, so it was done virtually with me taking the lead and doing a little bit of thinking and research and talking on the telephone to various actors on this. And it quickly became clear that if the IRP was to be minded to recommend SRAs for these two new posts, the new support members, that the total spend would actually still be less than what we were recommending in February 2019. So I think the panel had that discussion via email. I think that the other panel members were particularly keen to say, well, wouldn't this actually increase the total spend? But of course, we had changed, or the council had changed, the number of full deputy leaders it had. So it still became clear that it wouldn't exceed our total spend. So I think that actually also helped us be fairly relaxed about the virtual review. And we recognised that there is a role for these two support members to perform in relation, because they are specifically appointed to support the larger portfolios of the deputy leaders, of those relevant deputy leaders. And we also saw it as a way of career development as well, and to encourage and build capacity for future deputy leaders. The issue then became, okay, we support the principle of an SRA, but how do you judge a post in advance? And actually, panels are often asked to do this. And in effect, we just took a reasonable assumption that, well, you know, it can't be any more than 50% of the workload and responsibility of a full deputy leader role. But we haven't really, you know, if they're doing what we were told, if they're doing the job properly, it should be roughly about 50%. And that's how we based our recommendations on the provision, of course, that it will be reviewed in a number of years' time. And that's literally how we did this and how we arrived at the recommendations. And any questions, please feel free.
So just to be clear, then, there's no job specifications provided to you, and there's no sort of identification of the amount of time and effort to do this role?
There was no job specifications beyond the fact that they will be there to support them, the deputy leaders with the larger portfolios, and they will be expected that there will be discrete tasks to undertake, and they will work closely with their full deputy leader. I mean, that is actually a good question, because I did ask that. And I think the way the panel viewed it was they were looking at their recommendations for total in 2019, looking at the recommendations for this virtual review, and actually the total spend on the executive, the deputy leader role, including now support, the two support members, are still less than the envelope we were recommending previously, and that's why we felt relaxed about it. Thank you.
First of all, can I have a proposer for this, please? And I will ask Councillor Goodfellow. Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to propose the recommendations as outlined in Section 11 of the report, and confirm that if Council approves the proposal, I will appoint Councillor McGarry and Councillor Ashcroft as the two Cabinet support members.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that? Councillor Killoran, thank you. Any councillors wish to speak on that, on this motion? Councillor France Jukes.
If I could ask the leader that in light of the current shortfall that's identified in the MTFS, that over this 10-year period of austerity, we've faced £6.4 million worth of cuts to this council. I wonder, has he not given any thought to getting his own house in order as such in terms of making budgetary cuts within his cabinet? Has he made that consideration?
Do you wish to? Any more questions? Any other questions at all? Okay, thank you. Leader?
Thank you, Councillor Florence Jukes. As Declan identified, the actual the budgetary figure included seven members of full cabinet, effectively. So our choice to reduce that to five plus two support members at half the cost is obviously a reduction in that. And there obviously have been a number of cost control measures across this council for a number of years. However, effective leadership and effective operational control are important to making sure that those cost savings are delivered, and I consider the two cabinet support roles as important in delivering that.
Thank you, Leader. I think we need to go to the vote now on this. So, those in favour? Those against? Abstentions? Okay, that is carried. Item number seven, constitution update. I'll invite the monitoring officer to present this report or item.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There are two elements to this report. First of all, it proposes changes to the proper officers who are listed at Part 3ZC in order to reflect current staffing arrangements. And secondly, it proposes the imposition of positive obligations on both councillors and officers not to act in a manner which would be either anti-Semitic or Islamophobic. Councillors will be well aware of the national focus on these issues. And as outlined in my report, the impetus to adopt the definition of anti-Semitism has come from government, while the proposal that the council adopts the definition of Islamophobia has been made at a local level. The recommendation is for members to approve the changes outlined in my report. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I do wonder why these two particular elements of the Equality Act are being drawn out separately, i.e. anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, when the Act covers all eventualities. Also, with regard to the letter received from Robert Jenrett MP, it makes reference to hate crimes. The College of Policing, in their Race Hate Crime Operational Guidance, makes specific reference to what is classed as a hate crime. And not only is it anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, but it's anti-Sikh hate crime, anti-Muslim hate crime, sectarian hate crime against asylum, refugee and migrant communities, gypsy, traveller and Roman hate crime, lesbian, gay and transgender hate crime. I'm just wondering why we are specifically drawing out these two elements. If this council yields to appeals from one particular group, we potentially leave ourselves wide open to criticism from other groups, and rightly so. We must be fair and unbiased in all respects, which means treating each and every group with respect, not singling one out above the other.
Thank you, Councillor. Would you like to reply to that? I'm sorry. Indeed.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not certain what else I can add over and above what's in my report already. Self-evidently, there will be a plethora of matters which would be encompassed by the definition of hate crime, but that's not specifically what's in front of this council this evening. If there's a conversation that Councillor Florence Dukes would like to have and continue after this meeting at another point, then clearly that's something that she could do. Alternatively, if there's an amendment that she wishes to draft and put to council this evening, then she is well aware that she's able to do that. But for now, council is asked to adopt the proposals that are outlined in my report this evening.
Anybody else like to speak on this? Okay, thank you. In that case,
she's spoken once.
You have already spoken once, councillor, so I can't take your... we are now going to propose the amendment, so... that's okay? An amendment?
It needs to be in writing, Mr. Mayor.
I've just been told it does need to be in writing first.
I could quickly tap on that. It's quite literally to proceed.
It's a matter for your discretion, Mr. Mayor.
You can do, if you wish. Councillor Fletcher, while we're doing this...
While Councillor Florence Dukes is doing that, can I make some comments?
You can, yes.
The anti-Semitic bit of the proposal is quite obviously because the definition of anti-Semitism might mean different things in people's different minds. This is asking to take a particular definition of anti-Semitism. So I'm quite happy with that. And obviously it was going to then throw up anti-Islamic because anti-Semitism and Islamophobia have been thrown around in the parliamentary circles for a while. So it's good that we deal with both of those. But I do agree with that. We should be dealing with everything.
Thank you, Councillor Fletcher.
Pass it forward to the Mayor, he can adjudge it.
No, you can read that out, actually, if you don't mind.
The amendment that has been handed to the Mayor by Councillor Florence Dukes reads that this Council proceeds with Section 3ZC of the proposal and disregards the proposed Section 5A and 5B amendments and continues... I can't read that, I'm afraid... to use the definitions as defined by the Equality Act 2010. It read again?
Yeah.
It was a bit halting. Right, let's try and be a bit more fluent this time. That this Council proceeds with Section 3ZC of the proposal and disregards the proposed Section 5A and 5B amendments and continues to observe the definitions as defined by the Equality Act 2010. So as members will be aware, Part 5A is the amended Code of Conduct for councillors. So you'll recall that there are proposed additional 3.4 and 3.5 there, and 5B is the Code of Conduct for officers.
So I'm just going to allow a minute or two so that obviously councillors can actually read through that before I ask for
So you are. So, okay, that this council proceeds with section 3ZC, so that's the proper officer changes of the proposal, and disregards the proposed section 5A and 5B amendments, and continues to use the definitions as defined by the Equality Act 2010.
So, the amendment, would you like to propose?
She has proposed.
Yep. Can we have a seconder for that? Okay, Councillor Hall, thank you.
Did you want Councillor Florence Jukes to speak to her proposal?
That's a good point. Would you like to speak about your proposal?
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Only to say that the proposal is that we keep it as is. That there should be no need to specifically highlight two groups when the Act covers all groups. That's it, thank you.
Helen Hall is able to speak now or to reserve her right to speak later.
Would you like to speak, Councillor Hall, on this or not?
No, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. So we're going to now, would anyone else, thank you, Councillor Fletcher, I think you're going to speak on this as well. Oh, this is on the amendment, actually, it should be, by the way.
To be honest, I don't know whether I'm opposed to this or not, but I'm going to vote against it on the grounds that I need longer to think about it, and I suspect that it probably needs wording slightly better than it has been, because it's been done in a bit of a hurry. That's no criticism. I mean, if you sit there and do things in a hurry, that's what happens. And maybe we can come back to this at another time, but I shall vote against it.
Thank you. We are. Thank you, Councillor Goodfellow.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As I think Councillor Fletcher indicated, these are acceptance of definitions, and I'm not. I don't think for a moment that anyone's suggesting that we're singling anybody out in terms of not being, or not treating them equally. Councillor Florence Jukes has obviously had these papers for some time already. I don't think it's particularly sensible to make constitutional policy on the fly of an evening. Therefore, clearly this needs thinking about properly. So if there is a change to be proposed or a change to be made, then we shouldn't be doing it on this occasion at this time without proper legal advice, having considered it over a period of time.
Anyone else? Can I just go to... Okay. All right, Councillor Florence Jukes.
Yeah, a point of order. And basically, if you look at our constitution, it mentions enactments, and those enactments are the Equality Act.
Can I just say, I've just been asked to say, which rule are we talking about now?
Sorry?
Which rule?
Two or three, I think it is, within our guidance.
Which rule of the council procedure rules? You've raised a point of order, so you need to specify which rule of the council procedure rules you're referring to.
Can you help me out? I'm just trying to make a point, basically.
Perhaps we'll just note that. But I think let's first of all, I think it was Councillor Walker first. Councillor Walker, you put your hand up, so I'll take you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to say, I agree entirely with the leader that we should just defer this so people can just go through it and make a decision.
Okay, Councillor Chowdhury.
Yeah, again, just a similar point. Really, is repeating what's been said already. These are the definitions. We're not actually changing what's in the Act. That still stands. And I agree. Yeah, I think let's have more time for further amendments in due course, if that is deemed necessary.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yep, Councillor Grosvenor.
Thank you. Can I propose an amendment to the recommendation that this report is withdrawn for further work to be done to come back to a full council meeting in the future?
Do you want to go to the vote on Councillor Florence Jukes'
amendment? I think... Yes, we should
vote on one amendment at the time.
Okay, Councillor Florence Jukes. Then, so we're going to Councillor Florence Jukes' amendment. We're going to vote on that now. So, those for Councillor Florence Duke's amendment. Okay, those against. And abstentions.
So okay, it's and I think that Councillor Grosvenor now has a further amendment that he wants.
Okay, so that one does fail. So Councillor Grosvenor, would you like to?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Delete recommendation 11.1 and replace it with the wording: "This report is withdrawn for further analysis to come back to a future council."
Officer is going to read out now.
So the amendment being proposed by Councillor Grosvenor specifies delete the recommendation as currently drafted at 11.1 and replace it with "the council approve the amendments to part 3ZC as detailed at paragraph 4 of my report."
Yeah, can we have a seconder for that? Thank you, Councillor Jones. Once again, would you like to speak on this matter, Councillor Fletcher?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, but I'm going to oppose this as well, because there's nothing wrong with what's been presented to this council, including the amendment that was made before it came to the council. That doesn't stop people in the future putting in their bits that cover definitions of other things. So I shall oppose it, and I hope everybody else will as well.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone else?
I directed you then, of course, because the proposer gets to speak and then also the seconder. Councillor
Grosvenor, would you like to speak on this, the proposer?
Just to come back on what Councillor Fletcher says. My amendment actually, Councillor Fletcher, I'm just coming back on what Councillor Fletcher says, Councillor Allen. My amendment actually achieves what you suggest, Councillor Fletcher. It allows people to come back with any alteration at future. It just doesn't make the alteration now. It does make an alteration with regards to proper officer titles, but it doesn't make any alterations to anything else and enables people to come back with any changes in future. So it doesn't stop what you suggested it stops.
Thank you. Councillor Jones, would you like to speak on this as well as a seconder?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I just seconded this because I think we should be looking at it in its entirety rather than picking certain sections out that were suggested earlier on. I think we should be looking at all the issues that were raised by Councillor
Jones. Thank you, Councillor Jones.
Councillor Chowdhury.
I think what we've got in front of us, the amendments, I can't understand why anyone's got any objection to these amendments in the first place. They are pertinent topical issues which are relevant. So there's nothing stopping us adopting these changes. They are definitions, as I've said already. It clarifies what those definitions mean and if there's further amendments required to include anybody who's felt that is excluded, I think that's what we're trying to say, they want to make it holistic, then that can be done later on in due course. So I don't think that anybody's objecting that. I don't think there's any merit. I don't think we should be delaying that. I think as a council we should be brave, we should be bold, and we should be adopting these changes.
Thank you, Councillor Chowdhury. Councillor Barker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to second Councillor Chowdhury's proposal, because I think there's no point in going backwards. I would like to follow on what he said. There's no point in us going backwards. These definitions are there. They're out there in the world. They're what we've all got to accept. So it doesn't stop us going on for further definitions of other things in the future.
So are you agreeing with
Councillor
Chowdhury? Yes, but are you... The motion we're talking about now, it was from Councillor Grosvenor, so are you
correct
agreeing with that?
We're against Councillor Grosvenor's amendment,
that's,
basically, along with Councillor Fletcher and Councillor...
Thank you, that's...
No, I am, personally, no.
Yeah, no? Yeah. Okay, anyone else would like to speak on this? Councillor Walker.
Yeah, just for a point of clarification, if this amendment gets rejected, where do we sit?
We
go back to the original one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Anyone else? Councillor Florence Jukes.
Yeah, it's all getting very complicated, but basically it's very simple that we stick to what we had before because that encompasses everything. That protects all groups. By singling out Islamophobia and anti-Semitism, it's actually almost elevating those two issues, saying, well, they're more important than anything else, and that shouldn't be the case. We should treat every aspect of the Act with the same importance.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, I think we should go to the vote. This is, of course, on Councillor Grosvenor's amendment. So those for. Those against. Abstentions. We're okay. Yep, abstentions. No abstentions. So that one fails, I'm sure. So we'll then go back now to the original motion that was put forward. So I'm not going to go over it again, but we all know which it was. So those for that. And against. And abstentions. Okay, so the original is carried. Thank you. Thank you very much, councillors. Item number eight. Okay, item number eight, changes to committee membership. I'm going to invite the Principal Democratic Services Officer to present this report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The report provides an update on the ramifications to the membership of committees of the Council following the resignation of Councillor Alan Johnson on the 19th of December 2019. It highlights that there is one small change. The Labour Group gains a seat on the Development Plan Committee. This committee previously ran with a vacancy. As you will be aware, following the by-election in Yoxall Ward taking place on the 13th of February 2020, a further report on changes to committee membership will be brought forward to the next council meeting. Nominations to committees have been received as follows from the leader of the council: to appoint Councillor Hudson to the Scrutiny, Community Regeneration, Environment and Health and Wellbeing Committee. Councillor Raybould to no longer sit on the Licensing Committee, leaving a vacancy. And the leader has also indicated that, subject to approval of item 6 on the agenda for tonight's meeting, the appointment of two cabinet support members, that Councillor S. McGarry and no longer sit on the Scrutiny, Community Regeneration, Environment and Health and Wellbeing Committee, and Councillor Mrs. B. Ashcroft no longer sit on the Audit Statement of Accounts Committee, Scrutiny, Community Regeneration, Environment, Health and Wellbeing Committee, and the Scrutiny, Audit and Value for Money Council Services Committee, leaving vacancies on these committees. The Leader of the Opposition has confirmed that the Labour seats on the Development Plan Committee, Licensing Committee and Planning Committee will remain as a vacancy. I will now pass back to you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I have a proposer for this? Councillor, leader of the council, Councillor Goodfellow, and a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Fitzpatrick. Any councillors wish to speak on this? Councillor Florence Jukes.
I'm wondering, Mayor, why we weren't consulted, the independent group weren't consulted on the allocations.
Apologies, Councillor Florence Jukes. It was just a minor change. And the affected group leaders were consulted. Obviously, there's going to be another report coming to the next meeting following the by-election, so there'll be opportunity then. So apologies.
Anyone else? Okay, so we'll move to the vote. Those four. Uh, Those against? Abstentions? Thank you. That's carried. Thank you. Item number 9, the appointment of Chairman of the Scrutiny Community Regeneration, Environment and Health and Wellbeing as well. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to propose Councillor Adam Clark as Chairman of the Community Regeneration, Environment and Health and Wellbeing Scrutiny Committee.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder for that? Councillor Peters, thank you. Any councillors would like to speak on that? Okay, and we'll go to the vote. Those for? And against? Abstentions? Thank you, that's carried. Item number 10, Midterm Treasury Management Report, again from the Leader.
Thank you, Matt. So this is the second report in a series of three Treasury Management Reports that the Council receives each year. It provides members with an update on the Council's performance in relation to its borrowing and its investments against the strategy approved by this Council in February last year. The report was presented at the Scrutiny, Audit and Value for Money Council Services Committee on the 20th of November, whereby members of the committee were satisfied with its contents and do not have any matters to bring to your attention. As the report sets out, during the first half of the current financial year, our investments and borrowing have been in line with the approved strategy. We have continued our relatively low-risk approach with a mix of investments which offer significant counterparty strength. Despite continuing economic uncertainty, our approved strategy remains fit for purpose. I'd like to thank Sal, Lisa and the finance team for their hard work in ensuring that our activity remains in line with the approved strategy. So I move the recommendation at section 10 of the report that the mid-year Treasury Management Report be noted.
Thank you. A seconder, please. Councillor Sylvester, thank you. Anyone would like to speak on this? Okay, it's been noted. Thank you. Also, item 11, the statutory annual pay policy, again from the Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There's a legal requirement to produce and publish a pay policy statement and review it annually with any amendments to be recommended to full council. There are no major changes, as you'll see from the report circulated, to the statement this year, but there are some minor amendments. The updated pay rate figures and ratios for the lowest paid employees, the updated pay rate figures for chief officers following the national pay award, and updated ratios for the median pay rate. I'd like to propose the recommendation as outlined in section 12 of the report that the pay policy changes as presented be agreed.
Thank you. Seconder? Councillor Metcalf, thank you. And would anyone like to speak on this? Councillor Hall.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wondered if there's been any impact by the move of the Meadowside employees, if they've been taken out of the equation, if that's had any impact on the pay ratio.
Anyone else?
The as you see, the report actually covers the period through to last year, so actually no, it doesn't at the moment, but it will do.
Okay, shall we move to the vote? Those for? Those against? And abstentions? Okay, that's carried. Thank you. Item number 12, questions. I don't believe there is any questions.
No, there were none received.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move now into the private session. So we're going to exclude press and the public from the meeting. But in accordance with Section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and the public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely to, in the view and nature of the business, to be transacted to disclose information. Exempt information, should I say? Councillor Tweed. Welcome to everyone that's just walked in, and especially to the four in front of me, four gentlemen in front of me. I'm going to ask the leader of the council, Councillor Doug Goodfellow, to propose this next motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and welcome, gentlemen. Mr. Mayor, it gives me very great pleasure to present this motion. The record and service of the former councillors nominated will be well known to most of you. Those proposed are three distinguished former mayors of East Staffordshire and a former leader of the council. Through their time with the council collectively, they have over 70 years of service to the local community between them. I know that many colleagues here will wish to support these nominations and will be eager to speak to them. Therefore, I propose that pursuant to the provisions of Section 249 as amended of the Local Government Act 1972, the title of Honorary Alderman of the Borough of East Staffordshire be conferred upon Michael J. Bowring, Ron J. Clark, Julian H. Mott, and Michael Rogers, in recognition of the eminent service rendered by them to the council and the borough, and that they be granted the rights and privileges attaching to the said office of honorary alderman as the council may from time to time determine.
Thank you, leader. Can I have a seconder for this? Councillor Fletcher, would you do you want to speak now, or would you?
Thank you. It's a great privilege and honour to be able to second this motion, and I'd like to say a little bit about each one of them, if I may. And I'll start with my good colleague and friend, ex-colleague and friend, Julian, by saying in coming up to 33 years as a councillor, I've worked under many leaders and with one leader. With two leaders, sorry. Amongst those leaders, we've had some good, some not so good, some very good, and at least one diabolical, I have to say. Duncan, I have to say, I haven't given you a category yet, because you've not been here long enough, but after your agreeing with me on a couple of occasions tonight, I am leaning towards the good side, you'll be pleased to hear, and I will certainly let you know my final decision when one of us leaves the council for some reason or another. Julian, I have to say, was up there with the best of them. As a leader, you didn't work under him, you worked with him, and it was a privilege to work with him. And as leader of the Labour group, he set an example for the rest of us by his effort, working his particular patch, and also working everybody else's patch. Whenever there was an election, Julian was out there in all wards, helping everybody. Unlike a lot of people I've worked under, he didn't dictate. He was genuinely collegiate. Everyone's view was heard and taken into account. He could bring us all together, and of course he was honest and reliable. I consider it a great privilege and a pleasure to have known him as a friend and a colleague and a leader. Now, if I'm going on to Ron next, apart from the words I've said about Julian being a leader, everything I've said about Julian applies to Ron as well. But he was something that Julian wasn't. He was the mayor of this borough. So he's done that little bit extra there. But again, he worked for his patch and everybody else's patch. Michael Rogers, I've known Mike a long time, and my relations happened to live in the ward that he represented, and it was the bane of my life that when I was down there canvassing for the Labour Party, even my relations were saying, we're going to vote for Mike Rogers because he gets around the patch and gets to know what everybody else wants. So I have a great deal of respect for him. Mick Bowring I've also known for a long time on the council, and Mick, as well as being a mayor, was also on the Race Equalities Council as a representative of this council for some years, and when he was no longer the rep, he still came along to the meetings, and his contribution, I have to say, to race equality in this borough was second to none. So I'm very delighted to be able to say I support all the things, and I appreciate all of the work of each and every one of you. I've enjoyed your company as fellow councillors, colleagues and friends. So I'm happy to second the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Fletcher. Would anyone else like to speak on on this motion? Councillor Grosvenor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to talk about Mick Bowring and Ron Clark, if I may. Mick was my first introduction to politics in the area. I went to a branch meeting in Branston at the Village Hall, and Mick was in attendance. And it became evident that Mick knew a lot of people that could get things done. And he was very much up to date as well with planning and anything in regard to planning, especially in Branston. It was no surprise to me that Mick was made chair of planning in 2003 when we first took control of the council. I remember that Mick and I and Frank Starting canvassed in Ennest Hill. It was my first actually attempt at canvassing. So I said to Mick, as the experienced hand, what do we do, Mick? And he was, just knocking a few doors, say who you are, and you'll be all right. Me and Frank went off on our own doing that and didn't see Mick at all for 45 minutes and kept on saying, where's Mick? Where's Mick? We hadn't seen him. And about an hour later, Mick resurfaces saying, he'll vote for us. He'll vote for us. Who's that, Mick? That bloke down there. I've had a bacon butty and a cup of tea, and he'll be voting for us. And I was like, well, thanks a lot, Mick. I've never had a bacon butty or a cup of tea in all my time of canvassing. But that was Mick. Mick knew all the people in Branston. People would vote for Mick that wouldn't normally vote for Conservatives. And he had a very personal touch with regards to canvassing and behaving as a councillor. And I think it's something that we lose in this modern age with new youthful career-type politicians and apparatchiks that come on board and believe in canvassing by numbers. Mick didn't believe in that. Mick was very much an old-school politician, and that's something that we lose, I'm afraid, and it's something I think we will regret. Mick was a mayor, and Mick knew the honour of being a mayor. He didn't have the role because he thought it made him the special person. Mick knew that that role was an honour in itself, and he conducted himself with decency, with honour, and with respect in that role. And for me, it was one of the best mayors that we've had, certainly in the last 16 years. Mick was always incredibly loyal in the council, and that's something I really appreciate. But that didn't mean that he didn't have his own mind or wasn't able to make suggestions where he felt things were going slightly awry. And he was always willing and quick to come and say, from his point of view, what needed changing. And that's something else, I think, that we miss as people look for people that perhaps don't want to contribute in that way. Mick, I can honestly say there is nobody else, I think, that deserves this award more than you. There really isn't. But I hope that you'll understand what I say, what I mean when I say I hope and I wish that you weren't eligible for it this evening. In terms of Ron, Mick was my first introduction to politics. Ron was my first introduction to politics at a local council. I served with Ron. The first committee was Health Scrutiny Committee. And I remember Ron's input very well. Ron demonstrated that, actually, it's good to work cross-party and collaboratively on issues. And that was something that, when I came on board at the council, I wasn't quite sure of. I thought it was all tribal. Well, actually, Ron demonstrated it's actually more tribal in your own group sometimes than it is across group. And he was very happy to work together on that Health Scrutiny Committee. And I'll lay my cards on the table. I'm not sure I've told Ron this, but I came on board in that committee and wanted to do a review into GP access because I specifically wanted to see if we can get a GP surgery in Branston. And I hoped that the report would show that that's what was required. And it did. It was a long report. Ron made a very effective contribution to that and showed me certainly that it's good to work across party. And I know some members of the Labour group will look at me and think you're talking rubbish. But we do, I do attempt to work cross party sometimes. I think Ron would understand. I think Ron would understand. And perhaps Dennis might do grudgingly. But when a group make a decision, that's what you stick to. And I know one group decision that was made when Ron first became mayor, perhaps it made Ron and I fall out a little bit. But I want to say to you, Ron, there was nothing personal in that decision. And in fact, when the group has had discussions about mayoralty, and perhaps we should give it to the opposition, Ron was always up there at the top of the names that we would consider. But that group decision at the time, I'm sure Ron would understand, was nothing personal. Ron had a fantastic sense of humour as a councillor, and I think that's something that you need. And this sense of humour stayed with Ron all the way through his time on the council. And in fact, I remember very well, because it was only last year, that Ron demonstrated that sense of humour in the Trent bar downstairs at the count for Ralston when he told me he was going to win. And then after the count, told me he knew he wasn't going to win, but you have to play the game, don't you? Well, Ron, yeah, you do have to play the game, but can I honestly say that you played it exceptionally. You demonstrated a fantastic honesty and genuine need for the people of your area and your ward. And can I just say, this council, this chamber, is weaker for you not being in it. And can I also say, this is no disrespect to the Labour group or any members of the Labour group, it really isn't, but I think your group is weaker for your absence too. Your input has always been valuable, always very respectful, and you too deserve this award tonight. Congratulations, Ron.
Thank you, Councillor Grosvenor. Would anyone else like to comment? Councillor Beals.
Okay. Yes, Ron, I hope Councillor Grosvenor hasn't ruined your street cred for that last few statements. But I think it's all been said, they're certainly well qualified for the awards. But I think the thing to remember is all four of them have made the decision to stand down themselves, and I think it's more difficult to leave something than to go into it, and it's making the right decision, which I'm sure they have. I understand that part of the privileges is to be invited to council meetings, but sorry, Julian, I don't think that includes travel expenses. So certainly well deserved, and good luck to all four of you.
Thank you, Councillor Bill. Councillor Cloran.
Thank you. Well, I just wanted to say a few words. Yes, of course, all the people are worthy, but I wanted to speak about Michael Rogers because I know him, and it was a pleasure to work alongside him and share his mayoral role, well, I just in support role. He was always so diligent and conscientious and very hardworking and caring. And his electorate really know him. You can't go out in Burton, even now, if you go out socially, whether you're shopping or you go to a restaurant, there's always somebody comes over. Oh, hello, Michael, blah, blah. So many people know him, and I think that's tantamount to the connection he had with his residents on his ward. I don't know anybody that walks about and gets referred to as often as he. And I know he was very caring, and he took the role very seriously, and he did a good job. So I'm really pleased, I'm delighted that Michael is receiving this award. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Killoran. Anyone else? Okay, just for the record, I have great respect for all of you. You know, to put the effort and the work into the council and local community, and if I can do anywhere near as good as the four of you, then I'll be very happy. I'll be a happy man. So we'll go to the vote on this now. Those for the motion. Thank you. Those against. Thank gosh for that. That's good. abstentions? No, obviously it's carried quite clearly. Okay, so we're now going to present, along with the Chief Executive, your Honorary Alderman badge of office and frame illuminated address. Gosh, a second time today. I'm going to propose that we suspend standing orders to allow the Alderman now, the Honorary Alderman, to speak to the Council. So if you would like to speak, Mr. Alderman Mick Bowring, Michael Bowring, actually. Would you like to come up here and, or would you just, oh, indeed, the lectern, yeah.
Thank you. I was going to say, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking, but that doesn't work, does it? it's all right being first, you can get all the corny jokes out. Mr. Mayor, Chief Executive, councillors, friends, thank you very much for being here, and thank you to the council for doing this honour to me. I had a great 20 years round here, doing various bits and pieces, getting to know people. I have got to say that whatever the public might think, it's not always two or three political parties fighting one another. It's more often two or three political parties broadly agreeing with one another. If it's a good idea, it's a good idea, whoever has it. And I think this is the way that this council has been run. So I've been proud to be part of that over quite a number of years. And once again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Ron, would you like to come and say a few words?
Mr. Mayor, Chief Executive, Directors, members of the Council and colleagues, thank you very much for giving me this honour tonight. It seems strange when you first start, you never believe how long you're going to be at this game. 17 years is quite a long time, 5 elections, and a vote of thanks from me on record is to the people in Eaton Park, who then gave me their support in that 17-year sort of period. And so, and that's a tremendous support. I know I don't meet some of the years of some of my colleagues, etc., but nevertheless, it is with thanks from those people. Within that 17-year period, I've been on the planning committee for the length of that 17 years, and I'd like to thank the officers for their support on the planning committee and the licensing committee. But two people in particular who I'd like to give a vote of thanks to is Andrea Davies and sort of Monica Henchcliffe. They've been absolutely superb throughout that period. Any problems you have, they've been the first then to sort of assist you with that, and that is something new councillors find extremely useful. Because again, it's difficult sometimes finding your way around. The reason I stood down as a borough councillor, for one reason, and that is because being a county councillor, it was beginning to clash. The fact that we've got too few members in the counties we have now in the borough means then that you have to double up in respect of some of the committees you sit on. And I found it somewhat difficult then sort of, maintaining the standard I would like to maintain. I was either turning up in the morning for sort of site visits and then, or in the afternoon because I couldn't make the morning or the afternoon because of other commitments from the county. And I didn't believe that I was doing justice then to the job I'd been elected to do. So it's not because of age or anything like that. I'd like also then to sort of thank, over the period, as Dennis has mentioned, leaders. Julian, thank you for your leadership, and I've worked very well with you, you with me. Also Mick, with the short period of your leadership, and also then my long-standing colleagues in respect of Dennis and also Ken. Richard. I remember when I had the vote before, and I expected full support, only then to find out then I had all the Conservative councillors voting against me, which obviously you've touched on. That's why I was a bit worried tonight when the vote was moved. But nevertheless, there was four of us. It was difficult, but again, that's politics. And yes, being thrown in the deep end, etc., but we came out. And I didn't take any offence, although that sometimes it was difficult being the mayor and you being the leader and then sort of ignoring me. But nevertheless, I got broad shoulders and ride that. But that's all part of the game, as we say. I've had respect from councillors who I've worked with over them years, and I've given respect, and that's the way it should be. Because at the end of the day, we're all in the game together, and we have to recognise the positions we're in. I've enjoyed the 17 years I've been here. I've enjoyed the support I've been given by all staff, and also then, it was sad actually that we had to have then by default from the Conservatives for me then to become the mayor. But nevertheless, the opportunity was there. It was supported by my party, and I hope I did proud to the position I held. So I'd like to thank everyone for tonight. I wish this council all the best in the future, and all work together. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Wise words. Julian, would you like to come and say a few words?
Mr. Mayor, I don't know what to say now. Friends, colleagues, opponents, I don't know, but well, once you're off the merry-go-round, it's going round and round still, but you're off it, then it suddenly becomes very different. 1991, it's a long time ago, but that's when I first came through those fabulous wooden doors, and you see this magnificent ceiling, you see the coats of arms of our mayors, or mayors of Burton-on-Trent, and the stained glass windows, and you look at that and you go, wow, that is fantastic. There is obviously quite a history to this place, and there was. And I've enjoyed coming here ever since. I suppose I ought to think of the highlights of my role as a councillor, twice as leader of the council, between 1991 and the present day. It was an honour to meet the Queen when she came to Burton to celebrate our 1,000th anniversary millennium. I shook her glove. She was wearing a lovely green outfit, green gloves, and I shook her. Now, the day before, we'd practiced. We'd actually gone out into the churchyard in the middle of Burton. Thank God no one was looking. And we were practicing handshakes, curtsies, bowing. And I think we spent over an hour. Meanwhile, the Secret Service or whatever were digging, they were opening up drain covers and trying to find what, if there was any problems there. It was more of an experience to see the people in the background rather than see the Queen. I'm not much of a royalist, but when things happen and come off well, then they do a very good job. And sadly, they can't... I'm being political here, aren't I? Sadly, they can't keep the press off their backs. Anyway, way back in 1995, when I first became leader and chairman of Leisure, I've been looking today at what happened in those days. And one of the things we did was we built the boxing club. We had a successful bid to the lotteries for the biggest amount of money. It was £450,000 to build the boxing club. Now, if you're a new councillor, even if you've never, if you've been on for years, I would recommend go and have a look at that boxing club. Go and see the work that they do with youngsters. Black, white, girls. The girls won't go in the same gloves or the same helmets as the boys because they're smelly. But other than that, they all participate. Another thing which we did when I was chair of the Leisure Committee was we bought Oaks Wood. You'd probably say, where is Oaks Wood? Oaks Wood is on the other side of the A38 from Shotton Fields. You can go over the bridge from Shotton Fields. I went there this morning. It was very muddy, and I had to turn around and go back, which, you know, if you know me, I would not like to do very often. And we built the Shobnal Leisure Centre with the college, which is obviously still there today. And again, if you've never been there, just walk down there and go in. In my first group meeting as group leader way back in 2001, Ron slaughtered me. He absolutely tore into me. It was over the Trent Force and whether we should give, I think it was a grounds maintenance contract to Trent Force, even though they were twice as much in their bid as the other contractors. And Ron slaughtered me. Fortunately, there were enough people in the Labour Group there to realise that my way was the right way, as always. But I did go home thinking, I hope they're not going to be like that. I hope we can be a bit more jovial in getting together and not having any internecine wars. So thank you, Ron, for doing that, because Ron has been my best friend ever since. And I'm sure that I will still want to be friends with him, even if I forgot about his birthday. Can I say, Ron? He turned 80 recently and is fantastic to know and to work with. So thanks. Dennis has said something already. Thank you, Dennis. The money's in the check's in the post. Ken has been great to work with as a ward representative, and I think, and I've done 26 years, Ken's done more than me. So Mick Fitz has also been a colleague of mine from Horning Low Ward, and again, and a great person to work with. So I mustn't forget the officers for the support that they've given. We're very quick to have a go at them when necessary, not very often to hand out praise. My wife, Jane, who's makes sure that everything goes in my life as it should do. Gosh, it's so difficult. This is the first time I've worn a suit since my mother-in-law died. That was 18 months ago or so. Thanks also to my children. My daughter, Lucy, fortunately she's a Labour Party member. Pleased that. I've never spoken to her once about whether she should be a member or not. She used to call me the car park supremo because I was the Deputy Leader of Central Services and car parking was part of my responsibility. And she still calls me that to this day, even that was over 20 years ago. Will I miss it? Of course I bloody will miss it. But you've got to make the decision at some time, and my decision, I think, was the right time. It's sad to leave the borough behind and move on elsewhere, but also there are some good points about it as well. I spent the last 3 days going round on foot around the town. If you compare the town now with what it was 25 years ago, the improvements are fantastic. And we mustn't stop at that point. I've managed to get this far without mentioning the football at the St George's Park. That was another highlight for me. A highlight was to play in a football game at a ripe old age, but also to play at St George's Park, and it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it, but it was freezing cold. There's a sort of microclimate up at St George's, which means that it's much colder than anywhere else, I'm sure. But it was a highlight, more so than some of the other things. I also had a highlight, was going to Old Trafford to see the match which eventually ended, Manchester United 5, Burton Albion 0. But we did well to get the 0. And to spend an evening in the director's box at Old Trafford, you can't buy that. Even Stan Flashman can't sell you that. And sitting in the row behind me, a chap called Ronaldo, he wasn't known very much at the time, but apparently it's been pretty well since, there was a guy called Rooney. Both of those two were suspended. Didn't want to let them loose on Burton Albion because we show what monkeys they are. But, yeah, and then behind them there was also Vidic and Evra, who they'd signed that week, and Alan Smith. And my son was with me, and he couldn't understand why everybody wanted to take his photo. They didn't want to take his photo. They wanted to take the photo of all the players who were directly behind him coming out from the director's box at half-time. I've waffled on, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for giving me more time than I'm allowed. Ron will probably want to talk about Trent Force and whether we should have given them a contract or not in the rooms outside afterwards. So thank you for your time. Thank you for all your efforts. Just remember there are some of us who have been here a long, long time, and therefore we know everything is right. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Julian. Michael?
Good evening, everybody. I'd just like to do a quick thank you, Mr. Mayor, Chief Exec, officers and members of the Council. I would just like to thank the Council for bestowing upon me the honour of being an honorary alderman. I will wear the badge with pride, as I did when I was the Mayor, with the fantastic help that I had from my mayoress, Councillor Julia Clawen. Nothing would have been possible without the help and support that a councillor and a mayor gets from friends, family, and of course none of us would be here without the vote and support of the electorate. So I thank them all very much. And of course, not to mention the help and the assistance that I received from the council, from the officers and all members of the council at the time, Chief Exec and Andrea and Monica, the Secretary to the Mayor. So thank you very much indeed. It's been a great pleasure to actually come here tonight. Thank you for the honour, very distinguished and privileged that I am. So thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, Madam Deputy. Thank you very much.
I would just like to say, you know, again, thank you. It for me as the mayor now to see you all here is brilliant. And as I say, if I can do anything as good as you guys, then I'll be happy. So we're going to come to the end of the meeting now. We've got refreshments in the minutes room and also the mayor's dining room, which I'd like to see as many of you as possible to come and celebrate the honorary alderman here. And thank you very much. So the end of the meeting. Thank you.